Do.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of
50 Shades of Slay.
Okay.
We're back in the studio again.
Sticking to the chairs.
It is so fucking hot.
It's hot as
so
a bitch. And, like, it's really hot
and
in here.
And Brandy's taking off all her clothes.
I have no shirt on. I got sweat on my upper lip. And I'm talking about the lip on my
hey.
Face. In case anybody got
Listen,
that.
I thought I heard a little...
I'm just shifting in my chair. Mm-hmm. It's like a puddle. Like,
slip and slide, slip and slide.
It's not even the good kind. It's the sweaty.
Slip and slide.
I'm dancing.
I got a bike this week. I bought a bike for me and my boys. I finally got some new bikes, but I haven't ridden in so many years.
Yeah.
I'm a rollerblader. I'll rollerblade all day.
Yeah, I want to do that.
I love rollerblading. But now the boys want bikes, and we can go right down to the river and everything, so we got bikes. I forgot how to ride a bike. People say that it's impossible.
No, you can forget. You forget.
I was looking stupid. And I'm like, I'm making sure the kids all
have
a helmet.
Do you have a helmet?
I don't, but like, I made them, and I'm the one looking stupid about to fall off my bike.
Right?
Yeah, so I have to adjust all of this stuff. So if anyone up there knows how to use a bike, how to adjust bicycles, I need some help.
Holler
like,
at Renee.
I'm too embarrassed to go back to the store now.
I forget how to seriously ride a bike, too. Like, well, I was with you when we went and picked him up for the kid. You know what I noticed, too, though? It might not be that I don't know how to ride a bike, but I feel like I'm too little for the adult bikes, to be honest.
For the big girl bikes?
Yeah, because I seen the one you got. Who was it?
Cameron.
Cameron's?
Yeah.
Was it Cameron's? And I was like, I think I can, like, fit this and, like, ride this thing around.
Google size for some bikes.
Is Cameron using his without his training wheels now?
No, he's got one on.
I see. Me too. Same. I would have same cam, same.
No, I feel a lot more comfortable on my rollerblades. I can't wait to.
I haven't done that.
I used to love going down to the river and rollerblading. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just like age or laziness or what it is now, but I think of that and it's like it disgusts me.
Oh, is that work?
No fucking exactly.
Shit,
I'm like going on a river like that's like
and
an hour there,
blizzard.
An hour back, and it's yeah,
it's work.
So
and
I
it's
end up
hot
just
as the
thinking,
devil's
like,
dick out there. Like there's no fucking. Dude, like,
you can't
just,
do anything.
No,
like,
you can't
you
even
be on the water. That's mm-hmm. the only thing that
just in the water, not even on the water, in it.
Well,
in a pool.
I got to show you this thing too. It looks so cheesy, but it's the most amazing purchase I've bought this summer.
What for? In the water?
No, for like just watching the kids because the kids
oh,
always
yeah,
want to be outside.
The sprinkler
$10,
thing.
$10 mm-hmm. at Walmart. It's a mister.
Yeah.
So you attach it to your hose.
Yeah.
And it just gives just enough
like a
mist to yeah, just enough mist to.
I would use that for tanning.
Cool you off, but not to soak you. So it's like one of those amusement park kind of things.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
The
when you just stand
cool.
there. Uh huh.
But you can set it up to your hose. It's got a little turn thing, so I can put it around my umbrella and set it up on my patio table and
okay.
just have it going. It looks cheap. Easy as fuck because it's this long green thing.
Oh wow!
Well. It works.
Well,
it
when it's hot as shit outside,
I was loving it. Kids, go play, guys. We could be out here all day. I'm in the mist.
I went out in the backyard with my niece. Well, no, my niece wasn't out there. My nephew. And I was like, go play in your little baby pool. I stole his sprinkler. And I was like, this is auntie's. You get the pool.
Mine.
And I just laid on the freaking grass and let it just hit me. I was like, I'm just going to, like, fucking die here today. It's
yeah,
too hot.
It's like this. I feel bad even for my dog.
Like, I get so bitchy in the I can't. I get so cranky in the heat. I'm in a bad mood today.
No, you can't get any relief whatsoever.
No.
Even my air conditioner is like, oh,
yeah.
Like, this is too much.
Yeah. Seriously, my grandma's the central air is like, can't even keep up. My bedroom's upstairs, so it's like fucking terrible. And then I'm at my sister's right now, and it's the same thing. It's like, it's too hot outside for inside to catch up with outside. We're trying to like block off rooms. I was talking on social media the other day, and I was like, listen, if you've never had to plastic your windows to keep the fucking heat out, you're blessed. Like, you don't know, like, serious pain until you're so fucking hot and there's no escape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
you're ridiculous.
I will chop someone's fucking dick off. Like, don't even come near me right now. Like, don't even look at me. No.
Oh, damn. I think it's somebody's time of the month.
It actually is. Yeah, I just started my period, like, on our way here. Yeah, like, but right before you came and got me. I knew I'd been, like, acting all emotional, weird, and funny this last couple of days. I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and then the heat and the cramps. I have a headache. Oh, fuck. Like, I just can't.
I feel like it's deja vu. And I'm about to announce Brandy's single again.
Oh, my God. Here
That's
we go.
That's the second time I've said that on the podcast.
At least the second time. I feel like it might be the third.
Oh, no. She's on the market.
I keep going through.
It's not her. It's them.
I was going to say, it isn't me. Like, I mean, nothing really, just, like, to put it out there, nothing, like, severe happened this time for me. I just think I'm coming to the realization that I need to keep my ass single. I'm just not ready. Mm-hmm. I can't
That's
be.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think I'm in the same boat.
Yeah,
I've been locked down and shut down for freaking since I was 18, going on 19.
Yeah.
Up until last year, so now I just want some freedom.
For real, like, and it's like,
not, and that doesn't even mean freedom, just
no.
to go and fuck.
No.
I'm like, oh, I just want to go.
I don't.
How many dicks? So many dicks all the time!
Yeah, no, I just fucking
not,
don't even
to
want.
With even mm-hmm. any guy necessarily.
No, it's not.
It's just, I want my own time.
That's right.
I like having my bed and sprawling out to myself.
And like, little
and
stupid shit.
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to get up and go to fucking
here
again, I don't have to like inform anybody,
right.
even out of respect. Not even necessarily permission, but even out of respect.
Yeah. It's like all kinds of stuff. Like, I gotta share my treats with you and stuff. And, like,
my French fries.
I gotta cook breakfast for more than just me. And, like, that's all selfish and terrible of me to say. But, like, honestly,
selfish?
You get used to being with yourself. Also, just, like, focusing on me and, like, growing me. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, becoming a, I don't know, a better woman or whatever it is. Chasing my dreams. Fuck. Doing whatever.
Just doing you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to explain it. I just want to fucking be single because I don't have to explain what I don't need a man in my life. I just don't feel like I need a man in my life.
It
right
takes
now.
The focus Simple away. I feel like
and
a little
like
bit.
It's like we feel like we have to validate that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm just doing this. I'm focusing my career, my kids, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Like, I got to tell
no,
somebody
I'm
that
just
shit.
Fucking, well, I want to be single right now, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey! Yes! That's right. What she said. Are you on your period?
Oh, shit.
We might be out.
We might have been sinking.
If
I didn't have some shit going on, then I don't even get mine. I don't even miss my period.
Dude, I fucking wouldn't either. Like, I swear to fuck, I'm like one specialist appointment away from ripping my uterus out. I'm not fucking playing.
Go to.
I got nieces. I have nephews. I have, like, whatever. I can't have babies anyway. I'm about to rip this motherfucker out. I ain't even gonna miss it. It's only
bye.
Bye. You've only caused me grief. Bye. Shed your lining elsewhere. Like, fuck, it hurts.
Aww.
I know you women out there that are listening know what I'm talking about. And actually, okay, this is what I do love, though. Men who are sympathetic to women's periods instead of, like, bitching about it or, like, because I'll give a man a heads up. I will give you that if you are a man in my life, whether it be a boyfriend, a father, an uncle, or whatever. I'll be like, look, I'm on my period. I'm bitchy. I'm cranky. I'm hot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me. Don't fucking touch me. We're good. Just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Go away. And I'll give you that. But after that, that doesn't mean that you have full range to be like,
leave
oh, it must be because you're on your period.
Leave the ice cream chocolate and coffee at the
leave
door.
Leave it at the door.
Step back slowly.
And go. Get the fuck out of here. Run. Run. And you know what? It's not fair because we kind of get like backlash being women, like, for that reason. You know what? I just want to make it very clear in case you men out there didn't know, because there's a lot of men that really don't ask questions about this shit. We can't control this. I'm not intentionally being a bitch and sweating my ass off right now. You know what I mean? Like, this is a hormone thing. I'm craving all this weird food. I'm all fucked up inside. I kind of want to cry right now. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm not doing it to, like, get on your nerves or something. Because I've heard, like, oh, that
must... Don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally and don't throw the shit in my face. You're a must be on y'all.
I hate it when you tell somebody, like, oh, no, I just want to be alone. And you... I get it, like, sometimes people say that and they actually are calling out for help.
Yeah, not
but
me.
But when you're in a relationship and, you know what I mean, it's like,
leave,
okay,
me,
just
the
leave me
fuck
alone.
Alone.
And they're like, no, babe, let's fix it, blah, blah, blah.
That just takes
it to a whole nother level.
Now I'm pissed. Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, you want to talk? You want to talk? Well, what about this shit you did 2 months ago when I told you to stop and you didn't do it? And blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? You want to talk? You wanted to talk.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Because they open that up.
Exactly. It's like, I told you I wanted to be alone.
Yeah.
They could have avoided all of this until I was cool and mellow and realized that I was acting silly.
But no,
but
you wanted to
push.
Control.
You want
to
push.
And you know, that's funny that we're like that, though, because you know, a lot of times it's like
we're
the opposite.
Hard.
Like women, though, a lot of times men will be like, no, I don't want to, excuse me, I don't want to talk right now. And the women will be like, no, babe. Like, there's not a lot of women like us that are.
It's like,
the other
right,
side
well,
of it. I'm like, God, okay, cool.
When
you're
cool.
Yeah, when you're ready, ready. And we do that, guys, because we are the same way. If we say, leave me the fuck alone, leave us alone.
I used to have an ex that would lock me in the room. Like, we would start arguing. I'd be like,
oh,
I need to go. I just need to go. Like,
let me go for a walk.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let me go think, because I'm about to say some shit that's about to hurt your feelings. So let me go for that walk, and I'll come back, and then we can sit down and we'll talk about this shit. Because best believe, I'm not forgetting, you're not forgetting. It's going to get talked about.
But let's cool down for a second.
Exactly. But no, this ex used to freaking lock me, and he had a studio too, so he'd lock me, and we'd always smoke in his studio.
Yeah.
So we'd be in his studio half the time when we'd start these arguments, and he blocked the door, so it was soundproof, first of all. Full of expensive equipment.
Help me.
Oh, it drove me nuts. At one point, I went nuts. Like, to a point where
I smash his shit.
And I'm not even one of those crazy bitches that's gonna break your shit and scratch you up. And you know, I'm not gonna hit on you and do all that shit. That's not me. Like I said, let me go for my walk. I'll cool off.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't?
But
let
when
you
he's
go,
sitting me,
like,
locking me in my room, like I told him, you want to cage me like an animal? I'm gonna behave like an animal. Yeah. Like, I am warning you right now. I can feel it building up in me. It's
like,
rage.
You're seeing
like,
red.
I'm about to start tearing some shit up. You know what I mean? Those mixes over there you just spent 10 grand on. Bye! You know what I mean? Like, these glass bags, come on, boo. Don't have me start fucking tearing some shit up.
Right?
Let me cool off.
Right?
Let me cool off. And I think that's with a lot of people. You guys want to keep pushing the fact, pushing the moment.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you want to. Exactly.
It's selfish. Calm down. Chill the fuck out.
You gotta give us that calm down, period. If you want shit to go right.
Yeah, if you want to get something, like, actually resolved in a fucking normal manner, like, yeah, exactly. Actually, you know what? And that's the same with, it's not just relationships either, it's friendships too, like, this is weird that we're even on this topic, but, like, it was, like, a month break that I just had recently from a good friend of mine. Sometimes you need the space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just
you
to
talking about me when I was in Germany?
Girl, no! What? I was like, wait, what? Were you fighting with me? Were you mad at me before you were mad?
Oh, I'm so pissed.
I'm just finding this out. No, not you. It's another friend of mine. Anywho. But at the time, it was hard for me to see. I was like, well, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But space is sometimes, like, super, super healthy and good for anything, families, friendships, and whatever it may be. Because, you know, if that friendship was really what it was, then at the end of the day,
you guys would get, everyone needs that little CN. I agree, space definitely makes things a little bit better.
I need
sometimes.
So much space, it's fucking sick. I don't know. That's the thing about, like, why I'm honestly worried about even getting into another relationship. Like, I think I might need, I don't know what I need.
We need a girl's trip.
Yeah.
I need, like, to go on a beach
get
somewhere
the fuck
for
out of here.
In a week or two.
Yeah.
And just, like, no responsibilities. Because even with my vacation to Europe, it was beautiful and it was nice kind of getting away from all of my responsibilities and stuff.
Yeah.
But I still felt like I was with my friend at the time, so it was like, we still had to entertain each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not
a bad thing. It's just more like I think I need... When I say I need to rewind and kind of get back to me and do all that shit, I think I need a vacation solo where it's...
Yeah,
I don't have to talk. I don't have to do shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I want to lay in bed, I can lay in bed and I don't have that responsibility. If I don't want to freaking wash my ass for 2 days...
Right,
like, there's no one's thing. You know what I mean? Like... I just need like that space to close my eyes and
chill.
Not zen. Have anyone ask if I'm okay. You know what I mean?
Just like, zen the fuck out.
Exactly.
I need it too bad. Like a spa
one. I could
one.
Spend like a week in a dark room just like fuck silent.
Solid. What do they call that?
Solitary. Yeah.
Let's just go to jail, man.
Right?
Three meals a day.
Let's go punch out a cop. I need a vacation.
Oh, fucking right. Let's go. Let's go. We're in the house. We could probably find one. It's probably one sitting on
yeah,
the
yeah, exactly. We're in the perfect spot
to do a crime. I'm just joking, guys. Oh, shit. That was not...
There are better ways.
We are actually not going to do that. That was not a threat. To Windsor police, I will. Hey, yeah, wait a minute! So. Don't get this fucked up.
Disclaimer: you got people knocking on our doors.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
You got charges.
It's everybody, chill out. Shit! What do we do?
Take that shit seriously.
Let's edit that out.
Yeah. It's weird. I was in my room earlier today, mm-hmm. and I've got these two little boys that play all the time with my kids, and they're cute little boys. But apparently, it's a game now to play. Abusive cop and robber.
No fucking way.
Oh my gosh. Like, all I hear from outside is, get down on the ground, get down on the ground. I'm gonna tase your ass. I'm gonna tase your ass.
Shut up.
Got a gun in your hand.
Like, The kids.
The kids.
Dude, that's fucked
up. I had to get up and look out of my window. And I'm like, what are you guys playing? It's like, and they just start laughing and ran away. And it's just like, wow.
Like, that shit's not funny.
I know.
Okay, we're bringing this. This is the topic.
And they're two little, like, colored boys, too. So it was like, I felt so bad.
Sad.
It's like, yeah, this is your reality, you poor
yep.
thing.
It
like,
is.
Like, this is your game
it
now.
It is. It isn't even a game. It's like, just, it's like...
It's sad.
Yeah, it really actually is.
We need to do better, people.
We really do. That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
These are kids.
Yeah, like 8, 9 years old.
Because they're seeing it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
know?
And even like over here in Canada, it's not as crazy. I mean,
no.
It's still bad. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. And
no.
For the people that, oh, we're in Canada, it doesn't exist. Fuck you, because it does.
It exists.
It's
just in
like,
a different
yeah, like you try
level.
Being colored or like not even black. Like freaking
mm-hmm.
Indian, try being black. Anyone that's not white.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
it's seriously true. And I put that to the test. Like, I don't even know how many times, like when I was dating my ex and... Cops get called and shit for the dumbest fucking things. Like,
mm-hmm.
we're not even doing anything. And we're like, what are you guys here for?
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor just fucking sent them over for some reason. And these motherfuckers were like, well, okay, we might as well go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me see your ID. Let me see if you have warrants.
Literally, like, putting people on the ground with guns and stuff. I'm standing there. I'm the only one. No cuffs. I'm walking around.
Mm.
I'm, like, going, like, waving my hands like, hey, really?
Yeah.
This is my family.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I don't know how many times. I'm like, this
is
a fucking joke. Literally, I could talk shit. I could do whatever I want. I walked around that house. I'm not going to say nothing else because... But, yeah. Yep. It exists.
Yeah.
Dummies. I was probably the first person you should have put in cuffs. Just so you know.
You don't see the problem, you're part of it.
Uh-huh. It is if we don't talk about it and if you don't recognize, like, I could have very easily... You know what I mean? But... Literally, like, if more people stood up and said, like me, stood up and said, no, I was in that situation where I know for a fact I was given a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking say that out loud so everyone else can hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It can't, it, like, say it.
There's people, there are white kids out there making videos purposely online, getting pulled over on intentionally just to show that they can, like, push their limits
yeah.
and not get shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's, like,
yeah.
talk about white fucking privilege.
That's it. That is it.
You know
it
what I mean?
Right
just
there.
The fact that you think you can go and do that. Meanwhile, a black kid would never even cross their mind. Let's
no.
go fuck with the cops.
Yeah,
today.
Hell no.
You
no.
know what I mean? Like,
that's
no.
like suicide
no.
mission. Don't. Yeah.
Even if you're not afraid of getting shot to death,
it
like,
doesn't
you're
matter.
You're gonna get arrested.
The point.
You're gonna get a record. You're gonna go to jail for fucking
or,
3 years.
Or they'll remember your face
like,
and they'll come
nuts.
Fuck with you later.
It's
or they'll
nuts.
Fuck with your family or they'll whatever.
Yeah.
Anywho, we keep ending up on this topic about cops. They're gonna come for us.
I
we're
know,
fucked.
Right? I don't think we have followers.
Hopefully.
In the Windsor Police Department. Not ones that want to actually listen to what we're saying.
I mean, you never
for the
know.
Right reasons.
There might be. Listen, and just so that
threats.
We're being
I'm
very
getting
clear.
Arrested tonight.
But just so
I'm
we're
gonna
clear.
Need bail money, guys.
We don't think that this way about every single cop, though. Like, we know and understand that there's
police officers, every cop, but there's enough bad cops out there
that's giving y'all a bad name. So, hey, good cops, do something.
Exactly. Because they have the whole code, right? So they can't rat anyone out.
Right. Figure it out then. Figure it the fuck out.
Like, fuck the code. Like, there's human decency. Simple as that. We got rights.
We do. Shit.
We do. I know.
And you know what?
They're going to remind us. Remind them.
I just went into a zone. So many painkillers are in my body right now.
Aww.
Seriously.
Brain's cramping up.
I need a fucking heating pad, man.
Oh.
And, like, it's weird because I feel like I need a heating pad and an ice pack at the same time. Because, like, I can't put the heating pad on because I'm hot.
Yeah.
Oh, like, how am I going to do that?
And ice is...
It's hot in the house. Fucking hot everywhere. I'm not fucking... God,
your freezies help you? You can get a slushie in the freezing and shit.
Help my cramps?
Yeah.
No, fuck nothing. No, it would help me if I just fucking took a tranquilizer and just knocked completely out.
Oh, damn.
Those adhesions, I have adhesions too, so it's like pulling.
Or bitch.
Can you see it? It pulls.
Do I see what? Your adhesions?
It'll pull my belly button and you'll see it go like this and yank.
Oh, it's some shit going on in there.
I know, girl.
Nope.
Don't look inside there. I'm just, it's probably so sweaty.
Don't look inside your belly button. Because she's topless. If you guys could see Brandy now. Follow us for behind the scenes content.
Yeah, coming soon. Subscribe for $5.99 a month. You can see Brandy without her top. I don't know. You might be able to see that. I was just gonna say you might be able to just head on over to my Instagram page and take a little gander. Got all kinds of nudie tooties on there. I said nudie tootie. I just said nudie tootie.
You said nudie tootie.
Oh shit! I said nudie tootie.
Oh damn! Yeah, she did.
Oh, I hate my life. Well, guys, you know what? Before we end this, we have a very special announcement that we want to make. 50 Shades of Slay got their first corporate sponsor.
Bitch, wham, wham.
Is there like a drum roll, please? Like a brrrr. And it is Femme Fatale. Like, seriously.
Guys, we talked about them a little bit before, but now we've got the one. The only... Is that the door opening?
Yeah, I just heard the door open. Oh. Hello, honey. We're home.
Someone's coming here.
Someone came to the studio.
So if we get murdered, listen in.
This is a proof. Shit. But yeah, guys, we're going to be doing... So Femme Fatale is awesome. It's a really cool company. They have a lot of different things. Everything from... things for feminine health to like sex toys, bath and body stuff. Natalie is the owner and creator of Femme Fatale, and we've had the pleasure of sitting down with her more than once. Highly educated woman, like mad love and respect for her.
Serious.
So yeah, we got some really cool things coming up with them, but we're gonna be making videos. Of
videos, guys.
Like videos.
Like real videos.
We're gonna give you a like visual.
That you can, like, push play and watch.
And we're gonna be like, hello, I have sex toys in my hands. Let's see what we do with
what
these.
What does this thing do?
What would this do if I put it here? For
what
real.
What hole does this go in?
We're not even joking, so
make sure you follow us because all the videos are gonna be posted on there. We might not even tell you. You just might have to look for
you're just gonna have to go and look. Mm-hmm. Subscribe. We'll be on YouTube. Mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Slay on YouTube, man. Go check it out.
We'll be everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. So big things. We got a road trip coming up this weekend. We got a surprise for you guys coming up in another couple weeks.
And a special guest.
A special, special guest.
Our lovelies.
So, yeah, we're going to be in Toronto by Saturday. There's a nice little trip.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Brene told you to go subscribe to us. You better listen. The bitch is crazy. She'll
Facebook,
find you.
Instagram. I know where you live.
Oh, God.
And love you guys.
Bye.
We ain't got no damn sense.
Oh, shit.